Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Monday. It's Monday the whole day. Enjoy. You know, I feel like it's going to be a good Monday. So far, so good. Nice and
happy
sunny.
Happy Monday.
Thank you, Morgan. I appreciate
it. It is so nice out. Did you go outside yet?
I have not yet been outside.
Oh, right. You're fighting with your computer.
I'm busy enough. Well, I'm in a fight. We're in a fist fight right now. Although, I will say this. I think Google Chrome was the answer.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I've been fighting with Firefox this whole time. I don't
see
know
Nicole
why.
Laugh.
Did she say get on Chrome?
We both said that last week.
Yeah.
But, well, you know.
Yeah, I've been using Chrome forever. And I keep wanting to actually go back to Safari because it's the native option.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't. Chrome works. I'm used to it, and I just stick with it. And it also has that handy little incognito browser, which I
That's
use
right.
whenever I'm doing anything I don't want anyone to know
it's
about.
Funny, because I open That's Chrome right. only to use that. But the problem for me was that I was using Firefox, and I have three browser windows, one for 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 8 o'clock, plus a fourth browser window right in front of me that has like our rundown and all our live copy and the Google Drive and all, you know, those things. So now I'm having to hand copy those from, because you can't just import them all. And also, if there's something wrong with any of them, I don't want them imported into Google Chrome. Like, what's the thing that's causing the problem? So anyway, I'm doing it the hard way. But I am doing it, which is great news. So thank you guys for all your great advice last week, and I'm finally taking it today because, honestly, I can't have another window disappear on me while I'm trying to read stuff off it.
Sarah's doing it, everyone.
I'm doing it. I'm doing this thing. I'm not quite done. I got an extra song out of it, but I am doing it.
Way to do
this.
It, Sarah.
Oh, it has been done. Or
nice.
It's in the process of being done. But so far, Jesus, knock wood. It seems great. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Saturday Morning Special. Just when you thought to yourself, Jesus, not another day of these guys.
Uh-huh.
We've got it for you. You can't escape us even on a Saturday. So we'll meet you there, 6 to 10 a.m. Saturdays. That's right, a sixth day of the Sarah and Vinny Show. Just for you. It's right here on Alice at 973.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
That's the advice that we give you. And don't worry about it not being a podcast. If you podcast our show, you've heard all the clips already. Although,
and
I don't
it
know.
Is hard to get the knob off your phone if you're listening through radio.com.
It's true. Maybe they could have a virtual knob that they could rip off. That would be a good
I was
going to
say, just spike your phone on the ground. Like, put us on and then spike your phone. No?
You know, right. Not advised. I would
say. Don't do that then.
I would say, you know, if you tend to follow Vinny's directions, you probably already spiked your phone and it's too late for us to advise you against it. So what did Vinny just say? Do it. Do it now. I've been looking for the knob. Damn it. Anyway, so here we go. Celebrity Trash. Congratulations to everybody who was nominated for an ACM, the Academy of Country Music. They give out awards too. Who doesn't these days? Oh my God. More award shows. That's what I need. Congratulations to everybody who was nominated, and especially to Chris Stapleton and Maren Morris, who each picked up six nominations. I don't know how many actual awards they'll pick up. Probably four each. They clearly want to give these people some awards. Miranda Lambert got five, which ups her career total to 68 nominations. Keeps her the most nominated artist in American country music history. history. Whoa. She's the one.
Wow.
Is Miranda Lambert the one who used to be married to Blake Shelton?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. And then now she's married to a cop she met one time?
Yep. In New York. I think he's a cop in New York.
The Entertainer of the Year is a boys' club again. Even though all the records of the year were done by girls, all the Entertainer of the Year is all guys. It's Thomas Rhett, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, and Chris Stapleton.
That kid, Mac. What's a kid that just got in trouble for using the N-word?
His name is Morgan Wallen.
And he's not there.
They actually said, look, and if you haven't heard that story, he was captured on tape using the N-word prolifically. That seems to be his word. And he's gotten a lot of blowback on that from people saying, I'm not listening. And he's also gotten a 2,000% spike in people buying his music and supporting him.
Yeah, that is.
So there's a taste of America.
A crushing blow to hear that. I read that and just went, oh, God, no wonder.
Yep.
It's just awful that we're still that country.
The whole time. It is actually quite astounding how that's not a universal thing we all know and agree is bad. But that's not what's happening. So they actually had said, the ACMs, when the news about him came out, and listen, he was basically, they tried to cancel him, and his record company dropped him, and everybody hates him, except for everyone who doesn't. And the ACM said, we are halting his... Morgan Wallen's eligibility for this year's awards. So he got nothing. And
okay.
So they held fast to that.
I was curious. The reason I asked is because of the record sales spike. That's why I was curious if it was going to be like, well, he's untouchable. We have to put him in.
Yeah,
good that they didn't. I'm glad.
They didn't. They stood their ground on that, whether or not he's selling tons of records. And he is. Last year. So the Entertainer of the Year's Boys Club is these five guys. Last year, Carrie Underwood and Thomas Rhett were co-winners of it. They couldn't just give it to Carrie. They had to give it to a guy, too. For the first time in ACM history, four black artists were nominated. They're Jimmy Allen, Kane Brown, Mickey Guyton, and John Legend. John Legend actually shares Video of the Year nomination with Carrie Underwood. They did a version of Hallelujah together. And that cool. is, I love that tune. Can you see if you can grab that? Let's listen to a little of that during this segment. I'm sorry, I didn't ask for it earlier. It just occurred to me that I love that song. Why wouldn't I want to listen
Carrie
to it?
It was Carrie and who?
Carrie and John Legend. Another milestone, every nomination for the Single of the Year is at least features a woman. Those women are Miranda Lambert, Gabby Barrett, Ingrid Andress, Maren Morris, and Carly Pierce, who shares her nomination with Lee Bryce. The ACMs, I don't see when they're going to air. The nominations were announced on Friday. I'm not seeing when the actual show is airing, but as soon as I know that, I'll let you know. And actually, maybe I see Nicole typing over there. She's either writing to that fake boyfriend of hers, or she's...
version of Hallelujah is not really what I expected, actually.
Oh, is this not the Leonard Cohen?
Ooh, as I draw you near.
Yeah, this is not the song.
And we whisper all the sweet sounds only we can hear.
But that is some serious vibrato.
Yeah.
This December.
Were you looking for the day that it was on?
Yeah, when is this going to air, the ACM?
April 18th, 7 p.m. on CBS.
Oh, thank you very much. Very complete information. yeah, that is not at all the song that I thought I was going to hear. I thought Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, which is maybe my favorite song. Maybe not.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty. It's real pretty.
It is pretty, yeah. Uh-huh.
It ain't no other Hallelujah song, though. The Jeff Buckley one is the one for that.
You shouldn't be allowed to use that name, though, huh?
I agree. Yeah, it is misleading. I really thought, oh, of course they were nominated for that. It's beautiful. Everyone should record that. Oh, shoot. These are all completely out of order since I quickly... transfer them from one place to another. Congratulations to Journey. Turns out this billion views, billion streams thing is something people are hitting on the regular. It's like a lot more people hit their 100th birthday now. They actually had to stop doing that on like Good Morning America or one of those
oh,
shows.
Really?
Every time there was a centenarian, it was a big deal because nobody
Today
made
show.
It to 100. Was it the Today Show?
Yeah.
Yeah. They would have, I can't remember the name of the guy who used to do it, but he would
Wilford
say.
Wilford Brimley. No, that's not it.
But it is him. It's him. It's just a guy who looks exactly like him. I know exactly who you're talking about. But they had to stop doing it because they were getting, you know, you can't wish 100 different people a special happy 100th birthday when tons of people are turning 100 all the time. So don't stop believing. So that's what I'm saying we're getting to. As these songs continue to reach a billion streams.
Is it Willard Scott?
It is. It's, yep. I'm going.
Or did
Willard
I just
Scott.
Say that?
No,
and you just
that's it. Wilford Brimley, Willard Scott, aren't they the same guy?
I don't know. I can't even find it online.
Is it Andy Rooney? Isn't he the same guy, too?
I think you're right. I think it's Willard Scott.
Yeah, Willard Scott. I'm going with Willard Scott.
Mm-hmm. I can't find it, so that's my guess.
So anyway, I'm the Willard Scott of this morning show, and I'm going to stop saying this song has now also hit a billion, and this song, too. But Journey's Don't Stop Believin' has hit 1 billion streams on Spotify.
Scott did hand his weather duties over to Al Roker, so maybe Roker was doing it for a minute.
Oh, maybe he was for a minute, and then they had to, you know, he was like, look, everyone's hitting 100 now. That's no big. When someone hits 150, let me know.
My like of Journey has gone up, I'd say, 200% because of how much you like them and getting to meet Neil Sean and talking to him on the air. I thought that was so neat, and
I think you
I like him a lot more now.
Leave when Steve Perry came in, because that guy just was so happy to be there and wanted to talk, and I really was sorry that you didn't get to be there for that one.
Yeah, well, was, you know,
kids get in the way of everything. I know.
I had to go on paternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
It was
you
the
take
right
it or
thing
you don't
do.
Get it. Take it. Take right. it. Take it. So congrats, Journey, on your big achievement. It's funny. There's a picture I used to be in love with Steve Perry when I was a little girl, and it's one of those pictures where he is just eyes closed, the hair with the shag that he had going there, kind of feathered on the side, and he's got this like t-shirt with all fancy crap on it, and he's closed. Oh, just,
fancy crap,
you know, he's got like a little embroidery and stuff. Oh, it's beautiful. It's just old days, you know. It's 1982 Steve Perry. Oh, so cute. He just seemed so safe. He didn't seem like a guy who was going to do you wrong. Safe.
Like he'd just talk to you all night?
He'd just talk all night. Maybe a little kissing, hand-holding, you know, safe. Here's on the other side of the spectrum, the guy who doesn't seem safe at all. He seems really like he's going to keep you in his closet and you have to listen to all his rules. It can only pee when he says so, because that's all true. R. Kelly, fully vaccinated, got both doses in prison. That's great. We're inoculating our prisoners. Meanwhile, I'm like, I'd really love to go see my dad in Florida. You know, that guy is getting up
there.
Well,
you're coming around the corner any minute, right?
Sure, any minute I'll be getting vaccinated. I have a girlfriend who got vaccinated. Well, just got her first dose, and I'm like so jealous. I'm like, oh. How'd you do that? She goes, I am in food service. I'm like, oh, okay, that explains it. I need to get into food service. Food service? Come on, man. I want my vaccination. Anyway, congratulations, R. Kelly. I believe you can be exposed and you'll be fine. Continue to article. Let me click that. I'm like, why isn't this loading? Oh, no, I'm having the problem again. And I will say, Chrome. Everything's loaded. Over 60,000 tracks are now uploaded to Spotify every day. That's about 1 per second. It's like 1 per second. The people are using the Spotify. They have content. And if you like music, apparently, streaming is the thing to do. Cheaper than buying, you know. But I just thought that is a stat that is unreal. Because look, if you know, my kids got stuff on Spotify. Like, that's the place where you go now. Everyone, you know, all the legitimate releases are on Spotify, but also all the illegitimate ones too. All the ones where people are like, hey, look what I did on Spotify. 8 listens. Those are there too.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so upset by the fact that now artists are considered making a promotional item. Not a record. Not art.
No.
It's just promotional for their tours.
Yep. That aren't happening, money by the way. Yeah. Well, Taylor Swift makes some money, right? She gets streamed enough, but...
And I'm glad that people are able to make records at home thanks to computers, and the technologies allowed them to, even regular people can make a record.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Where's my Justin Bieber story? You just reminded me. Hold on. Let me look in my drive. I'm sure it'll pop right up. Here it is. Oh, my God. A new Justin Bieber record is coming out, you guys. Couple weeks. By the way, happy birthday, Justin. He's 27 years old today. Last year at this time, Justin Bieber put out Changes, and that was his first new album in 5 years. And now, because of the pandemic, I guess, people have nothing else to do but work, so they do it. And he's got a new record coming out March 19th. It's called Justice. He said, in a time when there's so much wrong with this broken planet, we all crave healing and justice for humanity. In creating this album, my goal is to make music that'll provide comfort, to make songs that people can relate to and connect to so they feel less alone. Suffering, injustice, and pain, he's so deep, I love him, can leave people feeling helpless. Music is a great way of reminding each other we're not alone. It's so lonely.
I told you, I watched Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and at the heart of that movie is that we're not alone, and music, tones, are how we communicate. Yep.
I'm not so lonely.
It's the universal language.
So he's also got, they think that, I don't have a track list yet for the brand new Justin Bieber, Oh My God, Tell Your Daughters. It's expected to include Holy, which features Chance the Rapper, Lonely with Benny Blanco, and Anyone. And it's all about he's so sad and he wants to heal you. So that's good news.
Okay.
Pretty sure that's what it's about.
All right.
I can't believe I forgot to load that one. I hope that's not a harbinger of doom. And what else do I have time? Oh, boy, I'm out of time. All right. By the way, congratulations to Ellie Goulding. She's pregnant. She and her husband, Casper Jopling, are expecting their first child. So great news. I'm sure the baby will be very talented. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I have some great success stories that you're going to enjoy right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.